By the way, Crunchman.
Good times.
Hate you.
Crunchman, I love you.
What? I hate you, Crunchman. You don't like WWE.
Don't listen to David.
Okay, shut up.
No. Welcome, everybody, to this exciting episode of Let's Play Cast Ranger.
Let's Play Cast Ranger?
Yeah. In this episode, we're going to talk about other things that involve Gaim.
Oh, dear.
No, we're not.
Oh.
I thought we were playing Monster Hunter.
Roll the cast call!
You goddamn fuckface.
We're live! Watching all the anime! Redcaster, Joe Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster, Ishida Zazeel!
Actually White! Blackcaster, Ransack!
Loyal and Loud! Pinkcaster, Lightred!
Rising from the Ashes! Silvercaster, Overkill!
Trauma Inducer, Northcaster, Selsaka!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome back, everybody, to another exciting episode of Cast Ranger. Tonight, we're going to be talking about episode 45 of Drive.
No.
40, not at all.
14, that's it.
Shut up!
No, and then we're...
Dave, stop. You're bad at this.
Yeah, please. People need to stop
and
trying
then we're
to
talking about
usurp
episode
my job.
Of Tokyuger.
Everyone needs to stop shanking my position here. Okay, welcome to episode 42 of Cast Ranger. Tonight we're talking about episode 14 of Drive, episode 44 of Tokyuger. And I know we said we were going to do the Guy movie this week, but because Lena and I are going to Magfest this weekend, and Paul's not available on the day we're recording this,
which is oddly enough the day after Tokyuger got subbed.
Yeah.
I was lucky.
Because we wanted Paul to be involved in the Gaim movie discussion, because honestly, that's what we've been building up to this whole fucking podcast. We are going to hold off on the Gaim movie discussion until next week, and hopefully Crunchman will be able to join us then. So, we'll get into today's special topic afterwards. Let's cruise right into Drive.
All we need is Drive! All we need is Drive!
So first...
Do that as the actual intro to the thing.
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
So
editor.
So first off, I have to commend the stalker for being so effective by running through a very loud puddle at the start of the episode.
Well, you know, you gotta make sure that they know you're there. That's the whole point of stalking, right?
No.
Wait, have I been doing it wrong this whole time?
He wanted her to turn around so he can get in front of her and be like, boo.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
Northcaster, where the fuck did you come from?
Future. I come from the times.
We didn't even explain that Kevin isn't even in the room.
Yeah, so Kevin is currently being held hostage by Metrolinx in the depths of cyberspace, but we managed to establish a communication link.
Casters, you must save me. A symbol of team of...
Zordon?
A team of what?
You guys.
Assemble yourselves.
Something.
You, I guess.
Something pterodactyls.
Gas on!
But to answer your question, Ichi, I've been to Days of Future Past. Oh.
Nice.
Guys, I think our like signal to turn on the Henshin should be cast on!
No.
Isn't it we're live?
No, it's we're live.
We're live!
But I don't even work like in the real world.
Neither does Henshining.
Were we talking about...
Wait, you know Henshin?
Were we talking about Drive?
Apparently.
What's a Drive?
We were trying to.
What we were saying was...
The engine won't start!
That the guy was terrible at stalking, and so am I, apparently.
Yeah, and then I forgot that I hadn't intro'd you.
Or Kevin. You fucking fuckface.
I am nothing but an entity.
Hashtag professional.
Okay, so,
yeah,
he gets in front of her, goes boo, she screams, and then all of a sudden it cuts to them in the, special lab.
Meanwhile, Kiriko gets stalked by Chase, and then Go gets all touchy about him revealing secrets.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why Go wants to hide who Chase really is, but okay.
Because he's the one who saved Kiriko's life, and she's obviously going to, want to, get him on their side.
Because drama.
And
Roid Mute.
Okay, so this goes back to Go really wanting to kill all the Roid Mutes, like, obsessively for some reason, I'm sure we'll find out.
Mm.
Like, this is like Subutena Wamotaus level of
obsession.
It's because
his parents were killed by a...
Please, please, don't start with that.
He is a right behind...
I was about to say that.
What's that be a thing?
Don't even start,
no.
Because then we're going to have that plot twist happen.
It's going to be hilarious, Chris. Like, Chase, the Roidmute, is actually a Kamen Rider, and then Go, the Kamen Rider, is actually a Roidmute.
I hope not.
Putting that on the record.
Chris, no, it's because a Roidmute killed his parents using ice powers.
Sure.
Let it go,
no!
Man.
Yeah, I got it.
We're not fighting fucking Excels.
He is Excel.
That was the joke.
Excel, but better.
Welcome to another show written by the guy who did Double.
Good point.
That was the joke. God.
It worked last time. Why not?
We'll do it, but big.
My God.
We'll do it bigger.
Yeah.
So, after that thing, we go back to the special ops office, where apparently they're just in the habit of just talking about Ryder-related shit out loud, because she just starts talking to him about Chase.
Because why not?
Because, they all know that Chase exists now. Because
fuck it. And then a fucking Hollywood actress walks in, the one who was getting stalked. Kabing! Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Lila!
Not Hollywood, just
David, please turn
Japanese
that down later.
Idol level fame.
I meant like Hollywood level equivalent.
Okay.
To them.
That's still kind of a stretch for their film industry.
I know. The extent of her acting we got to see is one sentence.
Is she Rinko Kikuchi? No? Then fuck off.
Who?
Really, dude?
Yeah,
chick from Pacific Rim and Babel.
Oh, okay. I never knew her actress's name.
She is the love of my life.
Why would anyone remember that?
Because she's the most beautiful woman
I've
ever seen.
She's your waifu. We got it.
She actually is. Oh, why was she in 47 Ronin?
And I like how her agent is named Muramasa. He's named after a fucking sword.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I have to see that movie.
What? What movie?
47 Ronin.
No, you don't.
No,
she get naked in it?
No, okay.
It's not worth
it. Okay, I know this is completely not
No. Please,
let's
keep going. I know that you're the movie
save
guy.
Save that for room
beast.
Let's not tangent ride.
Anyway.
Don't lose your way.
She comes in the room. It's like, help me.
Giggity.
Nichan. Nichan, help me. I need your help.
The police
and then they
department.
Fucking freak out and they fucking like, oh, give me your autograph. And fucking Tribe doesn't know who he is.
I'm your biggest fan. You're the stalker.
By the way, I like how she was introduced by the two girls who just last episode were chasing Q down a fucking hallway.
Yeah.
So are mini skirts just a uniform in
Japan
for cops? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hey, it doesn't limit their running speed.
Roy Mustang's dream lives on.
I was about to say. Every woman will have to wear mini skirts.
Shot at the Japanese police force.
Yeah.
Okay.
Puts that whole scene in a whole new light.
I know.
So, they start following the actress around, and they discover through Go's freewheeling investigation that she has a creepy cosplaying stalker fan named Sunahara.
Yep.
Who is actually creepy, yeah. That's a good, yeah.
I have a present for you!
I baked you a cake!
I'm like, oh no, not this.
Oh no, not the guy who makes...
Of course
not
they
the guy who makes me bake goods.
And of course they instantly think he's
my
a Roidmute and go to fucking tackle
my
him.
My biggest fear. And then they find the skinny hat-wearing fucker in through the window and they chase
him
down.
Which, by the way, looks like a skinny version of Sid.
A little bit.
I think it's
just the hat.
And then he turns the
It's also the shitty fucking, like, creeper fucking mustache as well.
Yeah.
And then doesn't he turn the chef into a blueberry?
Well, I think it's, is it him or is it the claw dude who turns
The claw dude, sorry.
Yeah.
Established fact, Roidmutes can do that to people.
They can turn people into blueberries?
Yeah.
Look at episode one, he turns them red.
Strawberry.
The Roidmute from episode one turns
the
dude red.
All I could think was, and Lane actually said it out loud, you're turning violet, Violet!
But, it's like the, what's it called, like, the Roidmute from episode, like, one.
That's what I said.
He was looking for people to make himself perfect, and people who are imperfect, he was, like, basically killing them.
He was marking them red so everyone else would know these guys are imperfect, don't go for that.
So what does blue mean? That they're,
is
no, I think it's just a different
they're
thing.
They're too
like,
cool.
I think he's trying to find chefs, and well, he's trying to get like chef abilities, and the guy was like, you know...
That's way too specific.
He just takes the chef's ability, and when he meets a rider...
No,
Hello there, riders!
No, he's just systematically striking down anyone who gets close to the woman.
You know what? That was my line of thought.
Yeah. Hey, guess what?
Because
she sounds like she knows him.
Exactly,
that,
because
that
she expresses
sense, yeah.
some familiarity.
Yeah, okay.
That makes
so,
sense.
I'll go with that.
The thing that really bugged me is, you know how up till now Go has been like, I save my henshin for the most opportune moments, and like, does it real quick. In this episode, he transforms pretty fucking soon. And
yeah.
does nothing.
Because the thing
while
ran,
he attempts
because
his
the freaking Royd Mude ran away while he was jackassing around and doing his friggin' intro.
His intro that lasts, and I counted, 1 minute and 8 seconds.
Yeah. And so the Royd Mude fucking booked it.
The funniest part is I don't like his intro, so seeing it get interrupted was
yeah.
so sweet.
I love that. I'm okay with the character. His intro's still way too flashy for my liking.
So...
Yeah.
So they catch the human dude who's been chasing Nalira, the stalker, and they throw him in jail, or rather, Gen catches him, and Shinosuke shows up, and...
It's the person that the Royd Mude based his appearance on, not the actual Royd Mude.
Yeah.
Hey, we've distracted you for long enough. Fuck.
And I know the sub probably wasn't directly accurate, but Gen consistently fucks up the word Royd Mude. And apparently said something that means weird, that triggered the guy into asking him, police officer, are you into butt stuff?
Hemorrhoid mute.
That was what the subtitle said. I don't know
that
if that's
was
what
pretty fucking close.
Okay, I figured you would know better than I would.
That's like
hemorrhoid mute.
That's one of those moments where that's more or less what he said, but that was still the sub taking some slight
yeah,
liberties to
I
make
figured.
It work.
But let me ask you guys something. How many slash fan fictions out there do you think start with one writer saying to another, are you into butt stuff?
Well, it was a criminal.
Double and Philip.
There you go.
Double and Philip. Are you into butt stuff?
Philip researches butt stuff.
Yeah. remember our Comrade or Bridge thing where they were a couple?
Yeah.
That worked.
Oh, and here's the best part. The actual Royd Mude is number 69.
Giggity.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
I did.
I wonder what that could mean.
They eventually had to do it.
He's the creepy stalker.
Funny thing is, that probably had nothing to do with the director and the writer.
I'd like to know. I would really
was,
like to know.
Like, $5 says it was just the freaking costume department being a bunch of jackasses.
That could be a thing, too, yeah.
Just, right. No, but hey, we have to make a costume for this guy.
No, but the
69.
They do actually address him as number 69.
Now,
yeah.
But let me ask you something. Like, what's the cap on the numbers? Do we know?
108.
All right. Do you think we'll actually see all 108 though?
Oh yeah.
In a focused shot though.
Oh, you mean all at once?
Yeah.
No.
Well, a lot of them
a fair
have
number
of course
now.
Yeah. No. Okay. So that's what I mean. So yeah, they did have to make the conscious decision 69 would be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but 69 doesn't mean the same as it means in Japan, does not mean the same thing in America.
It kind of does.
No.
At this point in the game, my friend.
I don't think it does.
Dave, internet.
I understand that.
It's now worldwide.
Yeah, but you have
everybody's 69.
Yeah.
You have to understand that, like, it's
Japanese porn industry.
They don't call it 69ing.
What do they call it?
It's
for research purposes.
I don't remember.
For science.
For science, I said.
Academic purposes.
Dave, you give me a term for that in Japanese, and then I will believe you. Until then, it is 69 all around the world.
I have a computer in my pocket.
Do this now.
Do it. I dare you.
Do it.
Well, it obviously has another word in their language.
Probably. I don't know.
Okay, so this episode about sex.
So we find out that apparently the stalker and the weird dude with the claw who turned the stalker blue are two separate Royd Mudes.
That was neat.
So I'm really fucking interested to learn who this guy is.
And I'm interested to see which one of them Brain was actually talking about when he said a troublesome Royd Mude has been born.
Ooh.
Well, he says that about everyone.
Is he saying that because one of them's a stalker and obsessed with this one woman? Or is he saying that because one of them seems to want to fight against other Royd Mutes to defend said woman?
Yeah. But then, like I said, he says, Brain says that about everyone these days.
He says that about a lot of them when they just evolve into people who fuck around and do their own thing.
Yeah. Oh, and when they start fighting in, like, the middle of the apartment, I like how before he was keen, Mach was keen to repeat the phrase, even though they've already heard it in the last set of monsters. But now it's like, oh, you've already heard it, fuck it.
Got it?
You ran away the last time I did that. That's not happening.
Okay, the word for a 69 mm-hmm. in Japan
oh, God.
Is A-I-N-A-M-E.
Iname?
Yeah.
Okay.
Means mutual licking.
Here's the thing, though. Oh, numbers are a universal language. That's why it works.
Numbers? Okay.
You cannot say that numbers aren't.
Right, but you're wrong. Because 96 is the friend zone.
Anyways.
Yeah. So, yeah, apparently Lyra recognizes this claw dude, so I'm really interested for next episode. And then we start... We are shown Road Winter for the first time.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's fucking ugly.
Stupid. It's literally just a plate that, like, flaps down in front of Type Technic's
chest.
That's
the thing that should not be beeping.
Well, yeah.
Maybe you should turn your Facebook off.
I
can just only imagine it seeing it on type speed and just be like...
but you won't because it's a freaking Type Technic.
You want to know what would be...
$5 says it doesn't work on type speed.
You want to know what would be funny? I want to see him put it on type speed and then do the thing where the tire spins and just see the huge flaps go around
him. And whack him in the helmet.
Yeah. That's probably...
He just flies off like a helicopter.
We're probably going to see that when we finally see the Drive Guy movie where he uses type fruits. Because it does do like a quick spin thing where because he has a shoulder pad and then like a waist thing.
Right. Speaking of fruits, there was something Gaim related I wanted to mention for a while now.
Somebody in the show's out of the closet?
No.
Ayo!
So, you know how there's the two side movies, Baron and Zangetsu, and both of them have a Ringo arms form?
Yeah.
If you look closely, you'll notice that Baron's Ringo arms has the flaps on the side, like Golden Arms did, but Eden's Ringo arms does not. And I looked close, and I found out why that is. Because Baron's version of Ringo arms is based on Golden Arms, because it has the angelic trim on the chest piece, whereas Eden's Ringo arms is based on Silver arms because it's got the little etchings like Kamuro's did, and the back piece is just like Kamuro's but different color.
The more you know.
Also, if the trailer, from what I saw...
Oh, we're talking about Gaim during the Drive talk-through. How about we finish the episodes and then we can talk afterwards?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that.
So, let's go back to Drive.
So, yeah, Type Technic Winter happens. Apparently, Brain can shoot fire meteors. We get giant flying Batmobile.
Which was stupid.
Oh, you want to see stupid? That's nothing, because then we got the fucking Ride Crosser. Yeah. Oh my God, is it a disaster?
I kind of like it.
It's the two bikes backwards.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It has that ATV fucking machine gun feel I love.
I liked how it looked like for a while he was going to have to drive it backwards. Like, that was how it was designed.
And then it pulls some fucking... To chase the giant flying Batmobile, it pulls some 3D maneuver gear bullshit, flings itself into the air, and then flies around despite having no jets!
Because, you know, this is Attack on Titan, apparently.
Christ!
I like it.
Oh, I love
that. I want that figure.
I love the Ride Crosser. It's amazing.
I hope it comes out as like a toy.
It is. I'm
of course
sure.
It's going to come out as a toy.
The 2K figure
has
it.
Yeah, I want it.
Yeah.
Dave. Do it now.
Okay, Dave. Get the Ride Crosser right now.
Thanks. Future Dave, buy it.
And then the thing that really matters in the episode happens.
There's something that matters in this episode.
I know, right?
Chase's Proto Drive!
Confirmed for Proto Drive!
Yeah, it was obvious.
Hooray, that thing we called from fucking episode 3, 4, I don't know.
Yeah. I just like being the dissenting voice here, you know?
Yeah.
You're just a bitch.
Y'all just hipsters.
Oh, that's Paul.
Which makes me believe that this is like... Now the start of the road that Chase will go on to becoming an actual...
Kamen Rider Chaser.
Yes, Kamen Rider Chaser.
I'm just glad we're going to have more than two riders this series.
That'd be nice.
It's only because...
I kind of wish that we didn't. I kind of wish that we went back to the two riders.
No!
Fuck off, right?
It was a stale formula they drove into the ground.
I loved it. Too many cooks.
Shut up.
But no, because the mock driver that Mock has, it's called the Mock Driver Hono or Mock Driver Flame. And recently there was a belt hack for the Mock Driver where there was Rider Chaser. So, which is safe to assume that Chaser might actually get his own version of the Mock Driver, because the next system is technically the system that surpasses the drive system, so it's actually the complete version. So I guess they kind of took the Sengoku driver's Genesis driver concept and put it in the drive, which is cool.
Yeah.
Took something except the from Sengoku Gaiden. Driver is better than the Sengoku driver is still technically better.
Yes. Well, because Gaiden.
Only because it's more compatible with a lot of other things.
Yeah.
It is. Well, that's because Gaiden.
And Jimba. And, you know.
Well, Jimba was created to match the power of the Genesis driver.
Mm-hmm. I thought it had more power because it had two fruits.
Yeah.
You think.
No, the idea is two.
Because mix.
Yeah, but it's not completely accessing the power. It's literally mixing it, so it's kind of diluted.
But we do know that Chaser is going to have an evolution form later, I think in April?
You know what it is? I think that evolution they silhouetted is Kamen Rider Chaser.
That's what I think so, too. So, we'll see in April. There'll be scans probably, like, mid-March at most.
That one thing we gotta just mention about that. You know, that whole thing where he's been revealed to have been Proto Drive?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense for a different reason than we've been thinking.
Mm.
He resets the Roid Muse because Proto Drive couldn't destroy cores.
That's what I fucking said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Proto Drive couldn't destroy cores.
That's exactly why he's useful.
No, it also makes sense like he is like a prototype or whatever, because it makes sense because Steinbelt did not recognize him as his human form. Which means that, but when he saw him as prototype Roid Mute Zero, he was like, oh my god, you're prototype Zero, or whatever like that. So, which means, I guess, he was always a Roid Mute,
Did Beltsan, well, he had to Henshin at some point.
With Beltsan attached.
So, like, did he never see his human form?
No. Probably didn't have
I think,
human
yeah,
form.
His
he
human
didn't
form was probably
anybody.
Made from heart.
You know what?
Like,
you know
he
what?
Hadn't
I think,
copied anybody
I think Chase in Chase form is the prototype, right? Meaning that he was built.
He was that extra Roid Mute that didn't actually end up going on a rampage because he wasn't activated yet, and then Steinbelt just activated him for purposes of
I think it was more along the lines that he was built by Steinbelt. Okay? He was built by Steinbelt, and then all the other Roid Mutes that were built by the other guy are just the other guy. He copied off of Steinbelt's original design of 00.
We could throw our own theories all day, but I'm gonna hold on to.
I think I just saw the greatest thing ever, and I'm gonna say it.
No.
I think I just saw Raven's O face when he drank the tea for the first time.
They drugged the tea.
They knew his one weakness.
No, there's just some serious fucking orange in here. Jesus,
I can smell it.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Well, too bad.
Orangey ole.
Hey, Chris, remember that one time?
There's no milk in here, so shut it.
I had to make some kind of joke.
Remember that one time when in your car the orange container exploded in your car to smell the oranges for 3 months?
You were just max level reminding me of things I don't want.
Yep.
Speaking of which, about that 47 Ronin movie, well, you see.
Well, we're going to actually go into episode 47 of...
47?
What are we in?
44.
Close enough.
A guy can dream.
What was that? Did someone say something?
No.
Oh, yeah. Shinpachinko!
David, edit that out.
No, I'm gonna leave that in.
I like how you consistently mispronounce it also.
Shinpachinko.
No.
Still wrong.
Yeah. Lane does it too, so never mind.
You know what? I'm gonna take a turn. Let's just say all I talk to a job. So the episode of Tokyuger opens with Wagon in some fucking stupid ass apron.
Yeah.
Can I? I don't know if I brought this up before, and if I did already, I apologize. But did I ever tell you is my theory on why her name's Wagon?
Just go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
The whole thing is, you know, the wagon is the final car on the train, right? Another word for the final car on the train is the caboose. Caboose is another word for ass. She is the ass robot.
Oh yeah,
she is conductor's sex toy. She has lips.
Yeah, but those lips are like solid,
and
they never move.
How do
you
know?
Have a small dick.
Maybe she's just on safety mode.
He is Asian. I keep forgetting about that.
I was about to say.
We here at Sentai Cast Ranger
believe that all Asians have small dicks.
We do not wish to be racist, but hey, Dave's with us, so what are we going to do?
Oh.
I'm not racist. I believe everyone should have a color TV.
Motherfucking crickets.
Mic drop.
Anyway, that's my theory on Wagon. She is a sex bot. I'm sorry. She was wearing a fucking apron.
Yeah. Literally a fucking apron.
Is it?
An apron with nothing else.
Yeah. Technically, yeah.
Sadly, that's like one of the most interesting things that happened this episode, because it wasn't not an exciting episode.
Yeah.
It was kind of almost a clip show. Almost.
Yeah. A little bit.
Wait, are we talking about this episode of Tukuger?
Yeah.
This episode was awesome.
I thought it was okay,
but I just like, it was like, it was literally two more flashbacks from being a clip show in...
Okay,
this episode is set up for Final Battle.
No, yeah.
It's a great setup.
I'm not saying it was bad.
Did to work with it kind of like, yeah, sure, it was a bit clip showy, but it had a lot of really strong things happen in it. And one of the things that I really loved was that, like, if I'm ever mad at a Sentai show, I just gotta close my eyes and wish real hard. Because they went to the flashback of Light using the Hyper Russia.
Yeah.
In the flashback scene. And I was just sitting there going, you know what? It's really sad that Akira used it once and they did it as one of those, yeah, he can do it, but we're never going to do it again sort of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure as shit, later like, in this episode.
Like,
hey, look, I went hyper Tokuro. Oh.
Just with no build-up, no, here you go, Akira, use this to fight off the Guardian.
And, in his fucking build rush, he's not even fighting with it, he's using the fucking build rush, he's just... What does... It doesn't do anything!
Yes, it does.
It does power up the mech.
Sustained transformation.
Oh, fair point.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Because it is Shadow Town thing. Right.
I didn't even think of that. Although, there was one thing I noticed. So, they go into the castle terminal, like Henshin in their normal colors, and they do the whole line change thing, but then at one point, after they've already used blue... He uses blue again.
He didn't use blue. He started out yellow.
No, but they went in as blue, so at that point the effect is in place.
They all went in as their respective colors.
No, I know, but my point is blue has already had its 30 seconds.
They've all had their 30 seconds right from the get-go of entering the friggin'
area. Oh, shit, I didn't even think about that, but yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's what Kevin was saying.
That didn't count.
They've all used their fucking...
It didn't count!
Apparently.
Safe!
Because they were still on the train, and the trains are powered by imagination.
Okay. I accept that.
Guys, kids show.
Dave,
welcome
Dave,
to Cast Ranger!
Dave, belt mechanics.
Don't yell, belt.
By the way, that scene where they're, like, Greta shows up, and she's like, hey, I'm going to help you enter the castle, and I have a plan that'll make everybody happy. And they're like, yeah, but Light's been giving off darkness, so maybe we should leave him behind. And to the most heartbreaking music ever... They tie him, they like wrestle him to the ground, tie him down, tape over his mouth, and President Bunny Rabbit drags him off!
And take his fucking Russia!
Leaving him for the inevitable sex scene with Wagon. Just saying.
Or Greta.
It's gonna happen.
With everyone else.
To notice, because she's like, it's rape time.
I fucking hate Greta, because she has four testicles for a face.
She does.
And it's really annoying.
She can put her own nuts in her mouth.
Yeah, exactly. And she always looks like she's a melting fucking popsicle.
Well, motherfucker, I've seen Lane do that.
She looks like a great popsicle that's melting very slowly.
Do you know my favorite? She'll melt into a
beautiful
woman. Actually, that was the thing we had a conversation about while we're watching this. We were like, okay, so the show's almost done at this point, so... We're just all under the same assumption that when she reveals her human form, she's going to be hot as shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Supermodel hot.
That was what I thought was going to happen when she absorbed Zed before.
Yellow Gokaiger are hot.
So, use the voice actor as a human?
That could work.
Hey, they did it with Candelira.
Do you know what was
that? interesting, I guess. Yeah, okay, Horie Yui's kind of cute.
Sure.
You know what it was I loved, though, about the whole, like, tying him up scene, though? Mm. Like, it was literally, to
everything.
Me, only the...
Everything.
No, to me, it was literally only the music that made that sad, because they were doing it in, like, a kind of wacky way that if they had, like, put, like, the Balkan skull theme in there, it would have been hilarious.
Chris, yeah.
Chris, you gotta do it now.
No. You know what the really weird part about that scene was?
Everything.
Why did Akira have rope on him?
The guy's into
him.
That shit.
It's okay. I know about bondage.
It's the same
Chris,
rope
fuck
he
you,
used.
Man. It's in his hat.
It's okay. The same rope he used
that
to
much.
Set up Bildrasha.
It's not the same. The rope in the Bildrasha is solid white.
Because he's convinced when performing autoerotic asphyxiation, it's where he's going to die. Each and every time.
Well, gentlemen, here's to the old choking stroke.
Choking stroke. I just saw that today.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, the episode should be choking stroke. That is what that is what I saw today.
Wow, that's creepy levels of topical.
I don't get it.
That was the last episode I watched before coming home to this.
The last episode of what?
Archer?
Oh, you are talking Archer. Awesome.
Alright, so yeah, they get on the platform and he just fucking like blows a fan on him.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
And he's like it's
super darkness cleaner.
Yeah. Click is like, oh, I have darkness on me. What the fuck?
Yeah, anyway, so they go into the castle terminal and they fight a giant version of the same pawn enemy that Light wiped out the first time he used Hyper, which was a flashback in that episode. Yeah, and then they find out that, of course, Light got out of his bondage cage and snuck onto the rain. The train. Somehow opening the window from outside because,
Wait,
sure.
There's a latch. Like, you clearly see a latch on the train on the inside.
That seems like an immense breach of security.
Yeah. Well, wait, that's probably how...
Hey, why the fuck haven't the Shadows been doing that this whole time?
They did do that!
When?
When the guy who has the rose fucking broke in.
He didn't break in. He planted a tracer on it, on
but
the outside.
He actually got in and, like... Remember how he was just like... Guys, I need your
that
help.
That has nothing to do with sneaking in through the windows.
I know, but that's probably how they did it.
No, I just want to see Schwartz climbing up to the window.
Damn it, I'm stuck.
Give me a push, guys.
Cross.
Cross.
So, later, we find out that Greta's plan is to relocate the castle terminal from...
Back into darkness.
Back into the darkness so Subaru Gahama can, you know, be free again. Fuck all the other Shadow Towns. We're only saving ours.
If we destroy everything, there's nothing left to do.
Yeah, but this one's their main base, so I think that's a little bit different.
Yeah. You gotta wonder, once they free their base, like, their town, if they are gonna, like... Yeah, let's, like... It, like, end it, like, decade where the journey's not quite over, where
they
go off
to... I'm gonna quote the preview for next episode with Light saying he can't go back.
Yeah. Well... Another thing that was really cool this episode was, like, you know, because Hyper had powered up the Bildrasha, we see him do, like, hyper flying, rolling bucket break, and, like, derps his way through a tornado spin attack.
Yep.
It was awesome. And then, the feature of the episode, we see Light hanging out with Zed, and they confirm that the reason Zed is so obsessed with Kira Kira is because when they absorbed Subaru Gahama, he saw a shine coming from Light. Which also explains why he ended up in the Koriner at the start of the series.
Yeah.
Because Zed reached out and grabbed him.
Yeah.
And then we get Tokyo Ichigo Black.
No, I love that during his transformation, like, you see him, like, trying to transform into just Tokyo Ichigo, and then you see darkness surrounding him. You just see Zed, even he's like,
and you see
what the fuck?
And
fuck?
You just see that one little speck of light where Light's heart is.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's a Zodiarts. He's got a
and
star constellation.
The best part is it's an all vinyl suit, so like, the suit actor.
I got into
oh,
a fight
shiny
with a friend about
fuck,
that suit.
Though.
Oh yeah,
I got into a fight about a friend with a friend about that suit because she kept telling me that vinyl doesn't shine like that, and I went, "Have you ever seen vinyl before? It shines like that."
No, you know
I
what?
I worked with vinyl.
They took Meteor's, like, undersuit and just made it into a Sentai outfit.
Do you know, like, the only thing I could think of, though, when I saw that suit for the first time, I'm like, oh, cool. Like, when you see it from far away, it looks cool. Because, oh, cool, it's black, like coal. And
yeah.
Like, that was neat. But when you get the close-up, it's got all, like, those little sparkles.
Yeah.
All I could think of was... You guys remember in Mighty Morphin, like, I think it was, like...
The metallic suits?
The metallic suits! Yeah. Like, they're built up like they're going to be the greatest thing ever, then it's just glitter. Glitter in the suits, and I'm just like, that's all I could think of during this.
I didn't even think of that, wow. But you're right.
Yeah. But it was pretty good. So like, the suit looks really good.
The suit looks good from a distance.
No, I
personally don't like a suit that glitters.
Okay.
Personally.
Hey, to each their own, right?
A shoot? I shoot you.
Oh. You know what?
To each their own. I get why you like it.
I like the look of the suit because I think that because he's darkness and he's shining.
No, I get why. I get why. I get the artistic decision behind it. I just don't like the aesthetic.
Yeah.
But to each their own. You're right.
I like it because it fits the motif of the show, even though I don't watch the show.
I'm kind of sad that it's not Zet being a black Tokuger.
You know what?
We have a black ranger. It's all there.
Had to find that suit.
The saddest thing for me was when I knew I was going to be wrong, but way back I made the prediction that Zed's, like, monster form would be, like, a black version of Lord Zed from Power Rangers. How awesome would that have been?
Yeah.
Was Lord Zed part of the Sentai?
No!
I thought it was all-American.
That's why it would have been kind of cool.
Yeah.
However, Bandora Rita...
Yeah.
...in the original did have a master she was trying to resurrect.
Wasn't it actually Satan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Like, he looked like a big, like, floating head, like... With the ice hair or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway. I think they used that in Mighty Morphin.
They did, as one of the like villains of the day or something. Though.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, so the episode ends with the reveal of Tokyo Ichigo Black, and we see from the preview that he's going to wreck shit next episode.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I noticed that even though he's in the black outfit, the Resha on his bracer is still red.
Well,
that doesn't necessarily change.
I think they missed the train on that one because they totally could have released a black version of the Red Resha as a toy and people would buy it. It would still probably do the Red Resha sounds, but, you know, missed toy opportunity, I think.
That's all I'm saying.
We also got a promo for Ninja at the end of that episode, which is pretty cool. If that's the opening they're playing in the background, I'm looking forward to it.
Really?
Oh, I thought so. Annoyed.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It sounded like too.
It's one of those things. Silly. It's one of those things for me where I'm going to hear it first, and I'll be like, "It's all right," and then I'll hear it a bunch more times. I'll be like, "Oh, I love it."
Well, you love it because it's called Stockholm Syndrome.
Momo Ninja has pink
everything.
Ears.
Okay.
Like pink. Go say pink ears.
Yeah, like Pink Ranger ears.
And I'd like to remind everyone that the person playing Momo Ninja is the girl who played Horror Girl in the Gavan movies.
Yeah.
Who is canon. Funny enough, named Momochi.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, like, that, like, you know how my theory about Date? I'm just wondering if now I can update it. The reason why, like, she was evil... was because she wanted to be a Kamen Rider and not a Sentai.
What?
So she went and became a villain to go kill Date and take his powers. But Date became a space sheriff instead.
Momo Ninja versus Birth.
Meanwhile, in Dave's fan fiction.
No, theory crafting, but still.
Momo Ninja versus Birth. Let's do it.
Oh, God.
You know, it's so sad, though, like, these days, that has almost become one and the same. Someone's... like, theories and their fan fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate when people say that.
Yeah.
Because, like, there is a difference.
Yeah. But anyways, Ninja...
Well, there's a lot of background noise coming from Kevin's mic.
But, it's fine.
But anyway, Ninja does look cool overall, though, so I'm looking forward
to it. This is our first pink Ninja Ranger in Super Sentai.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So...
Oh, yeah!
That's pretty cool.
What do you guys think about,
Oh, sorry, one other thing about the trailer. They said something about this being the third-gen team, so I'm wondering if maybe in Ninja, Kakuranger and Hurricaneer are, like, canon.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Aren't they probably all canon?
If they actually do that, will they do that with the Sentai?
Hellkaiger made them all canon.
No, like...
Yeah, I'm just saying, aren't they all part of the same canon
But maybe they'll, like, bring it up or something?
Yeah, didn't Gokaiger, like, merge them all together? Like, you know, decades ago?
Gokaiger said flat out, these are all the same fucking world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also consistent team.
Okay, let me rephrase it then. They highlighted the fact by calling them the third gen team.
They'll probably say, oh, like, this is like the third ninja school or something.
They were trained by the Kakurangers or something.
Like they're like, yeah, the Hurricaneers were trained by the Kakurangers and the Ninjas were trained by the Hurricaneers.
Well, Kevin, you've seen Hurricaneer. Do they mention Kakuranger at all?
No.
Okay.
Well, all right. So
I
let's
go that.
Yeah, so that's the episodes for this
Sorry
week.
Sorry to shit on your things.
Stop doing it. It's getting,
Stop it, messy.
Yeah.
Stop it, Daddy!
So now we're going to talk about the...
Featured topic.
Our favorite Hisots of all Toku.
Yep.
Yep.
And let's start with the let's
go in Sentai order.
Oh, that means I'm last.
No, that means I'm last.
I mean, Cell's
oh
last.
Yeah, Cell's last because he's guest.
Northcaster.
He's guest grumps.
Northcaster thingy.
All right, Red, do your shit.
Fuck. I don't even remember
what I put for Why you gotta write things down?
I don't even remember what I put for Gelider.
See, the fun
Kuga,
thing about
Kuga,
that is...
Kuga, Kuga, Kuga.
Look at your profile right now.
Okay, so just to clarify...
I don't actually think I wrote Kuga at all
okay.
for my fucking piece.
So,
thoughts.
Because some people probably don't know what you're talking about, back in July, we did a thing on Facebook called Common Gelider, where it was one of those, like, 30-day challenges where you post a picture of a thing for a topic each
don't
day.
Don't expect to find this. It's all on our personal page.
I had 26 out of 30, double.
So we posted.
I just couldn't do all double.
So two of the ones that we posted in succession were favorite rider kick and favorite non rider kick Hisots. So we may have to be bringing back our old choices for that. I looked at my choices and I'm like, one of these is still accurate. The other one not so much. So we decided because we are holding off on the guy movie that we're going to talk about our favorite Hisots.
And Lane just pulled out Facebook and showed me what I put. So I'm just like, those kind of still stand.
Yeah. Okay.
At least one of them was going to get mentioned.
So because we're going to try and do like top three plus any honorable mentions. So take us away.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, we got time for it. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. First and foremost, it's because I do like the writer and you all know why. Fucking it's a sword rider cutting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Rider slash. Cutting is fucking...
Yeah.
How could you?
Cutting is the fucking Clippers.
I said it.
Cutting is Katak.
Yeah.
You are excommunicated.
You know what confused me? Rider cutting was also on that list.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, slash and cutting are both on that list.
Okay.
Just because, giant pair of scissors.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Like giant, I took my dual blades, turned them into scissors, and just sliced a motherfucker in half with them.
The fun thing about those
okay.
is the individual blades are actually named plus and minus.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But, Rider Slash. Just high-speed slash attack that drips acid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the whole reveal about that character is pretty cool.
That thing we mentioned at the beginning of the episode because we were making mock jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, remember my favorite human death?
Hey.
Post in the comments if you know what we're talking about.
I will still want that chair.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, next.
So, third one.
Third one, second one.
No, I said
the second
cutting.
One was rider cutting.
Oh, so you just, seriously.
Yeah, just, I slipped up and mentioned one of them as the name for the other, and I was like, okay, no. It was
Anyways.
Both of them.
Keep going.
I don't actually know what the attack is called because it's been so freaking
Just
long.
Just say it, I might know it.
Ultraman.
Oh, no, I don't know.
One of those freaking light beam things.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
Like the freaking arm one.
Okay.
The Ultra Beam?
Is that it?
Specifically for, like, the arm one?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay.
Arm
Beam! I know he has several. I don't know if they all have different names.
Why don't you look that up and confirm while you're trapped in the cyberverse?
He's next!
Well, I'm next.
Isn't it actually white and then it goes to the equipment wielder?
You edit the podcast, fuckface! You tell me!
I don't know, I keep changing around the order of people.
I don't know, I don't watch this stuff.
That's it, I'm editing out fuckface and putting in something else.
Mine is, my number one is unchanged, as always. It is Axel Crimson Smash from Kamen Rider Fize.
Yeah, that is
Because what's cooler than A, beaming right through your opponents as you kick them with a laser drill, and then there's five of them at high speed.
You know what's better than that? Love.
True.
You know what's better than that? Kicking God in the face.
That too.
Very
with
true.
With Axel Crimson Smash. How's that?
Axel didn't kick God in the face.
He could have.
You know what's better than all of that? Vagina.
Yeah.
You know what's better than that? You know what's better than that? Nuking an entire city block.
Oh. Favorite finisher.
Roshuos. Every freaking time.
Evacuate.
That thing in Kuga where that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Lane was telling me
Rising
about that.
Rising Mighties.
No, every freaking time.
They had to
evacuate. Every time he fights and he says, yeah, I'm going to have to use that attack. Okay, we're going to evacuate the area before this starts. Good thing the police were on his side.
Yeah.
We're going to evacuate all the civilians and make sure he doesn't nuke the fucking block. Hey, remember that time he used that attack at the oil refinery? That did not end well.
All right, so.
That didn't end well at all.
He evacuated everywhere.
Anyway, my number two, this was... It was a tough choice. Shut up.
He said number two.
Real mature, Bradley.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did.
Hi, guys.
All of our American fans are now confused.
Look up Sticking Around. All will be clear.
Holy mackerel.
Hi, Dale.
Mackerel. More like Stinking Around.
Ooh.
What?
Anyways. What? Fucking stay on topic.
No.
Stay on fucking topic.
What's the topic?
Stay on target.
Okay, my number two.
Listen up!
Shut up! My number two is straight up Kiva's first Rider kick, Darkness Moonbreak, because it's so stylized.
The one where he's hanging upside down.
The one where he, like, makes it night, unseals the chains on his fucking leg, flies up into the sky upside down, then flips around, crashes into you, leaving his own emblem as a mark in the fucking pavement.
Man, they must spend millions having to
because
rebuild
Batman.
All Kamen Rider.
Yes,
because
he's one of the many Kamen Rider Batman, along with Knight and...
Except this one's actually a bat.
Yeah. And then my number three, I picked... I don't know if it's actually my number three, but I picked it for kind of an honorable mention as a joke because I find it hilarious. Kamen Rider G's Swirling Rider Kick.
Oh...
Actually, this, I like this is the parody rider who's powered by wine. So for his Hisats, he like flips the thing on
his
wine
his
bottle
belt
opener
is a
belt.
Corkscrew. It's a wine opener.
And it's a corkscrew rider kick. And he's got like five style streams on his suit that the wine flows through to power him up.
It was literally a challenge a guy got on a game show and Toei just decided to back him up.
Challenge.
Smep challenge.
No, it was a guy.
I don't remember the.
No,
it's a talk show.
It was a talk. It was a talk show.
Yeah.
And one guy challenged the guy who played G to be a Kamen Rider, and Toei Productions was like,
"We'll
totally do that.
Let's do that.
Let's do you a pilot." And they did, and it was awesome.
You're awesome. Wait.
And Decade was in it.
Yeah, he's like, "Yeah, you can do it. Go."
Yeah, all Decade.
We believe in you. You're the next Rider.
Decade and the nine Hazy Riders
double.
Show up. Well, it's because this happened before Double happened.
I know.
Hey, Kevin.
It's like, you're the next Kamen Rider.
You're next.
What?
You're next.
I thought you said the next. I was like, my list has nothing to do with
V3. V3!
Spoilers! Anyways, it's your turn.
No, Double Typhoon is a pretty cool Hisats.
Okay.
It's only in the frigging Mongo.
The Mongo?
Yes.
Spirits. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, Kevin, it's your turn. Go.
Alright, I'm gonna do this backwards because I think listing your favorite first is silly.
Yeah, good point.
Number three, Extreme Joker Extreme.
Fuck! You!
Yeah, lick my sack.
Okay, fine!
I'll see you tomorrow, bud.
You'll get money, I love you!
Late in each year gone, you'll be fine.
In my Kamen Glider, having Philip show up about a half a second before Shotaro?
Yes.
Yeah, is kind of hilarious for just, it's the kick so nice, it kicked you twice. other than that, I thought that was kind of cool, just because it's like, you split the bitch in half, what was that for? It seems so unnecessary, yet it totally necessary. Number two, because we kind of tossed around the idea of Megazords, I kind of threw this one in because, as we all know, because we talked about this, my favorite come out of Wild Force, because they were done with CGI for the most, if not almost always, which allowed them to do some pretty cool stuff.
I think I know where this is going.
Oh, I know where this is going.
My favorite he-suts from that is the Kongazord Striker Mode Armadillo Kick.
Yeah!
The soccer kick!
That, you fucker, that was one of mine!
I'm just fucking everyone over today, aren't I? But yeah, no, I love the Kongazord. I think Striker Mode was a really cool addition to that. And just... to do the kick is one thing, but there's a stadium and a crowd and nets.
That was good. Just,
I can only imagine that
Linkara lost his shit over that.
Doesn't see what's going on, or he is tripping absolute balls. The mouse not allowing him to move from where he stands.
I love the sound design of that one, just when he kicks the ball, the it's really cool.
But yeah.
And now your voice does not do justice.
And now for your top favorite, you need to steal one of Lane's.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, you stole one of Dave's and you stole one of Sal's.
Oh, just
there's only one other person in the room who hasn't gone yet.
Fuck okay, your mind.
Well, I think Lane won't be disappointed because I think he knows where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
Forze!
Fuck!
Forze! Forze the thingy with the big sword. Real stupid, but I love it.
Rider Railgun.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, no.
No, it's gonna be Train Slash.
I got dangerous there.
Itchy.
So what is it actually?
Dijigiri, I tricked you. No,
Train Slash?
That sword is stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Dark Kiva's Wake Up 3.
Yep.
The one that never happened.
Because it couldn't happen.
I know, right?
That's how awesome it is.
Because it would destroy all future possible continuity.
It's gonna bro everything up.
It's gonna bro.
You mean like the general vicinity? No, everything.
It ends the world.
Yeah, everything you love and hold dear, even the things you don't.
Don't think go bye-byes.
The two riders were having a fight, and then boom! Everything dead.
I'm gonna Frieza the ever-living shit out of this planet.
No, you're gonna boo it!
You boo it up?
Yeah, you boo it right up, man!
No, here's the difference. Boo killed everyone on the planet. Frieza just blew up the fucking planet!
Yeah, but that was Namek. No one gave a fuck about Namek.
Doesn't matter.
They wished it back!
No, first Frieza killed...
Yeah, they did. They wished back Namek.
They didn't wish back Vegeta.
They found another planet, and they went there instead.
Namek 2.
Anyways, this is not Dragon Ball podcast.
But it should be!
And just real quickly, honorable mention to, if you can believe it, Decade's Final Attack Ride, Hibiki.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
The only reason I liked that was because the song was catchy.
But that's just it. It was just honorable mention because it wasn't a very good Hisatsu, but that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I appreciated it.
Because Hibiki's not a rider.
Did you just say Kibiki?
Yeah, Kibiki.
You're right. Kibiki isn't a rider.
Fact. Who's next?
Me.
Was Kibiki in Gokaiger?
I don't know.
He might have been.
Anyway, fuck off. Let's do this.
Alright, so I'm going to do the same thing Kevin did. Go from number 3 to number 1. So number 3 is actually a Sentai one from probably right now my favorite Sentai is Geki Violet. So he has something that is called the Go-Go Geki, or Hard Heart Attack, where literally, using his gong changer, he summons a Muay Thai arena, which he uses to limit his opponent's movements while he jumps around, attacking them from off the ropes, and he just fucking wails on them.
So it's just like Wild Force, where he has a cinematic with an arena.
Exactly, no, but yeah, he literally summons a fucking arena and just goes to the fucking town on them. He used it in his debut, when he transformed to Geki Violet, and it was fucking amazing. I lost my shit over it. Number 2 is Hyper Kabuto's Maximum Hyper Cyclone, which uses the Perfect Sector in gun mode. That thing just decimates everything that's in its path. And he used it multiple times on that one worm who would never die, who just kept coming back.
Yeah.
And then he just kept wailing on him. And then my number 1 is Kamen Rider Decade's Dimension Kick.
Any of us are surprised.
It's so simple, but it really goes well with his gimmick. Plus, the double Decade movie showed that it's just endless and can go as far as
it. As long as you've locked onto the target, it will go forever.
It will go endless, and yeah, fuck you, Skyrider, you piece of shit.
Fuck you, I'm just gonna fly.
It's my favorite, it's my favorite rider kick, and just, yeah, Deckard's awesome.
Plus, he has the coolest battle theme ever.
And if I had to give probably a quick honorable mention, because, you know, I like Forze. I do like Forze's rider kick as well, because he uses a rocket and a drill. Like, why not?
It's stupid.
I like the railgun bomber.
Oh, yes. No, Magnetase is awesome. And the stupid one is Meteor Storm's stupid fucking Beyblade attack. That's
yeah, that was pretty
that's
fucking
dumb.
Bad.
I'm a shooter.
I like Meteor Storm, but I do not like his
I'm a former competitive Beyblader, and I think that was stupid.
Yeah.
And then on his
steed. That sounds like an oxymoron. Competitive Beyblader.
Hey, there used to be
Dude,
real
that's
tournaments.
That's all about luck. That's all Beyblade
no,
is.
No, it's... Okay, we're not going to have this argument now, right. But no, it is not. Dave, go.
Okay, so, yeah, I decided to go backwards, but I have five. So fuck you.
Oh, God.
Because I'm the editor and I can do what I want.
So much for us doing under an hour.
What? No, remember, we did like fucking like 30 minutes of my friends think they're funny. I had to edit that shit out. So we're going to go backwards, and I'm going to go with my Sentai one first, number five. And that is Gokaiger opening up and then the fucking car.
Mahalken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
So you mean Gokaio opening up.
Yeah, Gokaio, yeah.
I'm like, the Gokaiser's opening up?
Yeah, Gokaio, I forgot the name of the car. Oh, God! And then they get the car from Decky Ranger, and they fucking, like...
The what?
Go-Onger. No, it was the son of Speedor and Bear RV.
Yeah,
no, it was a car, a police car.
Do you mean Deca-Gokaio?
Deca-Ranger.
Deca Gokaios had
whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
It was Deca Gokaio.
Yeah.
Cool. That. All
right.
And it shoots lasers. It was cool.
Well, I think we're all just ignoring the point here that two cars had sex.
I'm just ignoring Go-Onger entirely.
Go-Onger's fun.
And then,
I couldn't get more than eight episodes.
What?
Yeah, Mahalken was the son of Speedor and Bear RV, the red and yellow.
So he put that. They touched tailpipes. What the fuck?
And he's voiced by Sanji.
He shoved his drive shaft into her muffler.
Oh yeah.
He's a Formula One racer.
Okay. Anyways. Number four is another Sentai one, and it's from Tokyuger.
Okay.
And oh, I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's the one where they get all the cars, like all the car on the arm, and they shoot the cars out.
Oh, Tokyo Car Carrier.
Yeah. That fucking shit was awesome. I wish
okay.
the toy did that.
Yeah. Well, you can take the red and blue cars off.
No, only red.
Just red. Yeah, right.
Prison, number three is Prism Breaker Extreme, Double Extreme, where he fucking like...
Beaker.
Yeah, he puts Prism into the Hisots thing.
Into the sword.
Into the side.
Oh, the maximum slot?
Yeah, the maximum slot. Then he jumps, no, and then he with double extreme.
Oh, it's the one where he does puts him in the slot and then does like Kachuk with the extreme memory on his belt.
And he fucking Liu Kang's the fucker to death, man.
Right, yeah, that was pretty good.
I love that. And then, fuck you, Kevin, but number two is Joker Extreme. I'm just gonna put Kevin's segment here.
So, just straight up Cyclone Joker?
Yeah.
Guys, I just have to bring something up because I just found this out. It's a bit of sad news.
Let Dave finish. And the next part is Trigger Explosion, which is my number one, because motherfucker point blanks kills the motherfucker with it. I love it.
Well, he doesn't kill him, but...
He inhaled Natsuki, just fucked him up a bit.
Well, Natsuki died from that!
No,
he didn't. He died from Psycho.
Oh.
Spoilers.
Sorry.
Who cares? No one
Psycho!
That's okay, no one liked Natsuki anyway.
I liked him, fuck you.
No.
Kirigo was awesome.
Psycho is best Nazca.
So yeah, and then I have one honorable mention as well, which that it's kind of stupid, but it's Sword Slash.
Dentagiri?
Train Slash, sorry.
From Deno.
Dentagiri! Yeah.
Seriously, he's like, I don't know what to call it! Train Slash! Oh, okay.
There is something charming about that.
Yeah.
Alright.
With the naming sense of dry.
Northcaster, you had an announcement to me.
Apparently, a few days ago, Steve Cardenas, the guy who played Rocky, he revealed on his Facebook that What's her name? Rajya Baroody. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. She was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh,
she,
yes, the White Alien Ranger.
The White Alien Ranger.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, shit.
That's sad.
So, you know, prayers and hopes go out to her. Hope she does okay. She's been in for a surgery.
Have they determined what cancer
yes,
is?
It's like, it's not too bad. It's a form of salivary gland cancer, so it's in her mouth.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but still, you know, hopes and prayers.
Cancer is cancer, right? But it's not like leukemia.
Cancer sucks.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
sorry
cancer.
To bring everyone down on that, but it's
fuck
something.
You, Pink Ranger! How dare you get leukemia?
No, dude.
She got fucking better!
Oh, yeah,
better.
She did get better, yeah.
You
so
fucking piece
hopefully,
of shit!
Oh, that makes it okay.
I'm glad you're still okay, Kendricks.
Yeah. So, just didn't want to bring everyone down, but I thought we should say that.
I didn't want to be a Power Ranger anyway.
That's Astronema and Corone.
Anyway, but now it's actually my turn, right?
Yeah.
All right, so y'all know me.
We don't.
I'm
just a simple prospect in these hip hops.
So I don't know much about your Hisachus.
That was amazing.
But I do have a few that I liked. I got it just for sheer weirdness. I like the Verde. I like Verde's death punish.
Oh, vinyl vent.
Yeah, where he like takes his.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called death punish.
That's awesome.
Where he takes Verde's horrible.
Where he takes his tongue out and like, you know, does a suplex on the guy.
Yeah.
I also like Exceed Gills, like with the tentacle rape.
Yeah.
Those are just so weird that I like.
Gills was my number one reason to watch Agito because he's so awesome.
However,
mine was G3X.
In terms of an actual favorite for a rider, I'm actually gonna have to go with, you know, Black RX is just his sword thing.
Oh, the Revolcan?
There is something, yes, there is something in its simplicity.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Paul would agree with you.
Yeah. But
it's Black RX.
To go into more...
Oh, okay, sorry.
Sorry. To go more into, like, an actual thing, though, I actually do love some of the Megazord's, like, final finishes. Fucker, Kevin, you stole one. But, another one was in, Dino Thunder, where not the one, remember the boxing dinosaur?
Oh yeah.
Just because he goes into like a boxing ring and all. The other one I liked a lot just because of how cool it was in Time Force, the red one, like where like he would swipe his sword at the guy, turn around and like the clock would start going, like that was just cool.
They really knew how to use their motif.
We all know
though.
The best sword of all was the one that launched the ship into time and space.
That was the best thing ever.
They
but,
actually
but,
brought that
but,
back for the
But
finale.
My personal favorite, just because of how blunt it was, would have to be the Thunder Ultra Zord in us. Like I think that was season 2 of Power Rangers, where not the Zord itself, but when it attached to Tor, the Shuttle Zord, and would just land on the monster.
Yeah.
Right.
Why would they not do that? It weighs like 5 pounds, right? Like,
it was just
I'm
like
gonna crush this motherfucker.
I remember seeing that for the first time as a kid. I was going, okay.
He's just dead.
It's just
okay. Well,
and it's just the toy landing on
it.
I'd
to make a quick honorable mention to a Megazord one. Probably one of my favorites is the SPD SWAT Megazord. Turns into a fucking gun and just bam, like
fuck a motherfucker.
Fucking amazing. No, SWAT Megazord is best Megazord. All
right, anything else before we go?
Well,
Kevin?
Yeah. Kevin, yeah, do you have anything, Kev?
What?
Do you have anything to say before we end the episodes?
Clearly not.
Well, okay. Wait.
Not even a hearty get me the fuck out of here.
We're just going to leave you trapped. We're just going to leave you trapped in cyberspace.
Guys, we are forgetting the greatest final move of all time, though.
Oh, no.
And I'm not just talking in Power Rangers. I'm talking or Sentai or
anything. You know what? No.
Yeah.
I have one better.
What?
And it's the Guyver unit's opening of the chest.
No. That's the Unibeam from Iron Man.
I know what you're doing.
I hope you do. Guys, we're all forgetting. It's the greatest thing ever because it's
hey, whatever! Stop building up to it!
You press one button, nice kick into the balls, into a Comet Ivan Ooze!
So
you know?
Dumb.
That was the nut shot that saved the universe.
Thank you, Todd in the Shadows.
You know what the funny thing is? That's not where I thought you were going.
What'd you think I was going
to
do?
I thought you were going to make a reference to Hentai Kamen.
Oh! Oh!
No, no, David, please.
Honestly, like, well-placed segue, I thought it was going to be an Aristocrats joke.
Wait, if you play Hentai anti-common, and then just at the very end say, the aristocrats, does it work?
Yes!
Sure.
Oh, it's a
but
shame.
You will never know about hentai comedy.
No,
in this
we have to do it again. No, because we tried recording it, but
we do have. We will do it. But like, guys, for real, greatest final move of all time: knee to the balls into a comet. That's how. That's how you take down a motherfucker.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah.
All right. So a quick mention for regarding the Gaim Gaiden movie. So they released a trailer alongside with the promotion for the Ringo Lockseed.
Yeah.
So apparently there's another Kaito that shows up, and he's like,
yeah, no,
super all fucking
that's,
cheery cheery.
I think that's the character named Shapul. I don't know.
Yes, it is Shapul.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's another Shapul. Character who does Shapul. Look like him and is completely opposite personality and pulls a Prince and the Pauper and switches
yeah,
with him.
Yeah, so, and then apparently he tries using the belt and he doesn't know how to
and
fucking
fucks
up.
I'm sorry, Ichi, nice literary reference there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is the first I've heard of him, so, alright.
Anyway.
But, yeah, so, I love how they show in the promotion Kaido... like, doing, like, this is my Lockseed, blah, blah, blah. And then they show
then
Shapul,
they
and they're
Shapul.
Like, he's like, yay, I have a Lockseed, wee! And I'm like...
Oh, and the other fun part about that trailer was we got to hear the Henshin chime for Ringo Arms.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Ringo Arms, desire forbidden fruit.
Oh,
so it's a Baron chime.
So when after Ringo Arms comes out, are Paul Arms...
I knew it! I
John
knew you were gonna
Arms
do it!
And George Arms gonna come out and say,
no,
oh,
they're all
you
dead.
Bloody suck, Ringo Arms.
But they're all dead.
Only if we
they're
also
not.
Get,
they're not.
Only yeah. if we also get a Yoko Energy Arms.
Oh!
Oh, another quick thing.
It's funny, because Peach is Yoko!
Supposedly... Oh, they released a video of a 50-minute video of behind the scenes of the Gaim Summer movie. So, guys, like, get message TV Nihon, like any subbers, and try to get them to sub that because I would actually love to.
They don't do that.
Well,
they don't
then
do
we'll
behind
still
the
sorry.
Scenes.
Well, we they should.
Banana
they
arms, get on that
pay,
shit.
You can probably pay someone to do it.
Well, I'm
never,
not gonna pay, but I'm just saying that's something I'd like to see.
The gentleman who subbed the guy movie, Banana Arms, get on that shit.
I watched a bit of it, and seeing Kaito, like, smiley and just, like, laughing and being all cheery, it's weird.
I wonder how long
it's fucking weird.
I wonder how long he'll have to do it.
Wait, now he has fresh pot and fresh banana.
I was going to say, I wonder how long he has to do that till he gets fresh banana.
Yeah, because he has fresh banana now.
I wish
because he smiled. Okay, guys, we're going to end the episode here.
All
right. If we're actually ending, one more thing. I'm going to ask you to put this link in at the bottom of the page. There
That's
is
Chris.
Chris. There is a donate page for Raija's surgery, for her surgeries and stuff. Just, you know, if you guys
just
feel like...
Because she lives in the States and shit's expensive.
Yeah,
yeah,
so if you guys want to donate, we're going to put the link in there so you guys can. And more power to her, guys.
More power
May
ranger
the power,
to her.
In
fact,
the power protect her.
Fuck you. You stole my heart. This is just everyone steals everyone's
yeah,
line.
Yeah, too fucking bad. See you guys later.
The episode. Steal Ichi's thunder.
You're too predictable, Ichi. You're way too
predictable.
It's not just me.
You leave that alone.
You leave the choke and stroke
you
alone.
You leave choke and stroke alone. He almost deleted the title.
David.
Fuck you.
Just to fuck with David, Ichi's gonna edit this episode.
No,
fine.
I'm going to sleep.
Have fun, Chris.
No, we're going to Magfest.
I'm gonna play fucking Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
sleep.
Depending
on
how
you had to be at the airport in a couple hours.
No, the flight's at like 4 a.m.
6 a.m.
Yeah, 6.
Anyways, bye, guys.
If depending on how early this goes up, I may or may not be at night. Well, Lane and I.
You're gonna text me the password, and I'm gonna put it up. So whatever.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be at Magfest this coming weekend. So anyone listening,
yeah,
if you
like
happen
anyone,
to be nearby,
yeah,
like Crunchman, come say hi or message us, whatever. We have
Fuck
Twitter.
You,
our Twitter,
Crunchman.
Our
I
Twitter,
love you.
Shut up. Our Twitter accounts are on the Cast Ranger
Nobody
Podcast
cares
website.
About Twitter.
People yeah.
Care about
what? So speaking of Twitter and Podbean and fuck everyone, thanks for listening again to another episode of Everyone Steals Everyone's Choices.
By the way, fuck you, Crunchman. WWE's way better than NXT.
I don't care. You can follow us on iTunes. Look up Cast Ranger. We're also Podbean or castranger.podbean.com
you
is the website.
Rest.
Subscribe to us at EXE Studios on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and
oh my god, Chris
Facebook
is
page.
Going deep throat on the fucking on this shit. Today.
The babies!
Alright.
Anyway,
bye guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Get the fuck
bye.
Out.
We
David, cut now.
Get well soon, Raija.
Cut.